Hi, my name is Mary from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 years and legal resident of Ohio?
You're from where?
From Ohio?
No, you are from where?
Oh, my name is Mary, and we are from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll.
Okay, I think I'll do that.
Okay, thank you so much. Can you tell me, are you at least 18 years and legal resident of Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. The next question, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Repeat the question, please.
Yes, sure. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Oh, yes. I feel it is.
Okay, thank you so much. And the next question, it says, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Will you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that the firearms be securely stored?
Yes.
You support or oppose?
No, she's saying if firearms, if you have a firearm, you have to keep it in a safe.
Right. I support that.
Okay. Thank you so much. We are moving to the next question, and it says, will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe? Do you support this or oppose to this?
Do I support that a firearm be secure? Just say it again. I'm hard of hearing.
No problem. I'm going to repeat again the question. It says, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe?
Oh, yes, I support it.
Okay, and the next question, it says,
a what?
Would you...
A locked space.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next question, it says, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock, container, or case? Do you support or oppose to this?
Support.
Okay, and the next, it says a lockbox or other device that is designed to be or which can be used to store a firearm. A lockbox or other device that is designed to be or which can be used to store a firearm.
I don't know about a lock. I'm not sure.
Okay, so let's move to the next question. The next question, it says, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Accessible via a key lock?
A key lock?
Yeah. You support or oppose to this?
I support.
Okay, and a combination lock, if the storage be accessible via a combination lock?
I support.
Okay. And the next question, it says, will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a biometric identifier, such as a fingerprint? Do you support or oppose to this? I'm going to repeat again the question, okay? It says, will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint? You support or oppose to this? Or are you undecided?
I'm undecided on that one.
Okay, no problem. We are moving to the next one. Thank you so much for your time, Ms. We are in 52% of the survey. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded? You think it should or should not to be required to be unloaded?
If it's in the storage box, should it be required to be unloaded?
Yeah.
Yes, I support that.
Okay, but you can tell me if it should needs to be unloaded or should not be.
Should be
unloaded. Okay, thank you so much, Miss. And the next question, it says, if a firearm is not in a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot presumably gain access to it? Do you think, yes, it is secure, or no, it is not secure?
Could you repeat that one?
Yes. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, Do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it?
Not sure of.
Okay, we are going to move to the next question, and it says, if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that requires that a gun to be stored securely? You support or oppose to this?
Please repeat again.
Yes. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
Yes, I support a law that requires it to be stored securely.
Okay. Thank you so much. And the next question, it says, Ms., searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it is also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? You support or oppose to this?
Oh, that's a loaded question. You can repeat it again.
Yes, sure. I'm going to repeat it again. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
If it is secured, then you're saying, do I support a law that would that requires
firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
Well, yes, I support that. That it should not be.
Okay, thank you so much. The next question, it says, will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Do you support or oppose to this?
I have to ask you to repeat it.
Yes, sure. It says, will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? You support, oppose, or are you undecided?
I think I have a definite opinion of it, but I want to hear the wording very clearly so that I'm making the right decision I want to make with that.
Okay, sure. Take your time. Or maybe we can move to the next one. That is okay?
Would you repeat that other one?
Yes, sure.
I have an opinion on that one, but I want to make sure that I'm hearing it correctly.
Yes. I'm going to repeat it. It says, will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
I think I oppose that.
Oppose?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. We are in the 72% complete of the survey, Ms. Thank you so much for your time. And the question, it says, prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Do you support or oppose to this?
Well, who are the people, again, the first...
Prosecutors.
The who?
Prosecutors. It says PROSECUTORS. Prosecutors.
I'm not understanding that word.
Prosecutors.
Spell it again, please.
Yes. P as in Peter, R as in rabbit, O as in ocean, S as in Sam, E as in elephant, C as in Charlie, U as in umbrella, T as in Tom, O as in ocean, R as in rabbit, S as in Sam. prosecutors.
I have to pass that one up because I don't know what that first,
We can skip this one. And the next question, it says, will you support or oppose, allow, requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? You support or oppose to this? Or are you not decided?
It's that same particular?
Yeah. I'm going to repeat it again, the question, okay? It says, will you support or oppose, allow, requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? You support, oppose, or are you undecided to this?
I oppose that.
Okay, so we are going to move to the next question. In terms of your personal political party identification, consider yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Thank you. What is your age, miss?
83.
Thank you so much. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White/Anglo, Black/African-American, Hispanic/Latino, Asian, or other?
Black.
Thank you so much. And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself as a female, male, or
female?
Thank you so much. And this concludes our survey, Miss. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is very important to us, and thank you so much for your time on the line, Miss. Have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.